From Jerusalem, this is Baruch Gartner with the Living Aligned Podcast. Teachings from the Hasidic Masters, providing the tools you need to live with greater vitality, connection, and joy. For too many couples, not only is marriage not a source of joy, but rather it's the area where they suffer the most. People often feel and say, I'm okay with the rest of the world. Everybody likes me. It's just my spouse that has a problem with me. It's like a cosmic joke, but it's not funny. It's sad. It appears as if marriage itself is the problem. It says in the Megillah, the month that turned around for them. Adar is still here. So with the power of Adar, let's turn around our marriages and turn it into a source of joy. From yagon to simcha, from depression to joy. When a couple comes to me with these feelings, I tell them that marriage is the real reality. The outside world, it's like a mask. It's fake. The only one that really knows you is your spouse. And all of these quote-unquote problems are part of the divine plan. They're like the bucket of you-know-what in the story of Rabbi Elimelech and Reb Zusha. We need to reframe our outlook on marital problems. Embrace them instead of running away from them. Realize that they are heaven sent and run after them and bring them into the dance. This, says Rabbi Nosson in The Laws of Being Fruitful and Multiply in Marriage Number 3, is the secret to the joy of marriage. Transforming, turning around our depression and turning it into simcha. Advanced Joy 303. By taking our difficulties and turning them around in our minds, reframing and looking at them as opportunities for personal growth. That's the real joy of marriage. Don't ignore that bucket. It's really there and it needs to be acknowledged and dealt with. The question is, how does this work in marriage? And by the way, I'd like to add here, for those of you who aren't yet married, in my humble opinion, it's worth asking yourself, am I just avoiding the bucket by not climbing into the ring of marriage? Baruch Hashem, now that we're familiar with the story of the Megillah, let's try and use the relationships of the main characters of the Megillah to understand the difference between a holy marriage, according to the Torah, versus a marriage partnership where each person uses the other person for his own personal benefit. For the way that we view the relationship will make all the difference in the world. And this is the reason why so many people suffer marriage. It's impossible for it to work as a business because it's designed by the creator of the world to be much more profound than a partnership. We could say that just like in the story of the Megillah, the marriage of Mordechai and Esther brought about the redemption, that every good marriage is part in the unification of the divine presence with the Holy One, blessed be. Chazal revealed that King Ahasuerus and Queen Vashti were never really connected, but rather they used one another for their own advantage, for their own agenda. When it didn't suit one side, the other one could be destroyed. Off with their head. On the other hand, Mordechai and Esther were always connected, even when they were separated by the walls of the palace of the king. Mordechai sat by the entrance of the palace. Ma Shalom Esther, how's Esther doing? Constant communication, working together for the common goal of the Jewish people. With great self-sacrifice, kasher avadati avadati. If I perish, I perish. When we spoke about Purim, I mentioned the idea that Esther being taken into the palace of the king was a symbol of the divine presence in exile. And historically, this phenomenon reoccurs from the first day of creation. Eve being enticed by the snake. Sarah being taken to the palace of Paro and also Avimelech. Kabbalistically, these women are the divine presence. Malchus de Kedusha. Malchut is the last of the spheres, but it's the focus of all creation. It's like Shabbos. It's the last of the deeds, but it's the original thought. She is the revelation of Hashem's divine presence in the world, the purpose of all creation. When Malchus, the queen, the divine presence, the Shekhinah, falls into the hands of darkness, this is the aspect of fallen joy. And that's why Chazal say that someone without a wife is without joy. The masculine aspect of Zer Anpin, which is the joy of Torah, with great power must run after the queen and lift her up. And this, teaches Rabbi Nassen, is the awesome mitzvah of bringing joy to a bride and groom. Why it's so important to have music at a Jewish wedding to bring joy to the couple. And also the secret of why the first year of marriage, a chassan doesn't go away for business or war. To create a foundation of joy. A foundation to connect them and pick them up out of the darkness of depression. For the relationship to endure for a lifetime. So let's get practical. After all, as I mentioned, marriage is the real reality. And therefore, more than any other aspect of life, there will be problems. Because by definition, life equals problems. Problems are empty spaces waiting for us to expand ourselves and grow and become godly. So it really doesn't matter whether you're a male or female. Each one of us has both sides. And each relationship has its masculine and feminine side. So it doesn't matter who's triggered. We're living together as one entity. So when you or your partner loses it, that's a problem. It could be in finances, or a disagreement whether to attend an event, or how to raise the children. The fact that one person is triggered means there's something hidden here that needs attention, that needs work. And most people want to ignore it or blame their partner for triggering them. The trick is not to flip out, but rather to be aware that right now I'm being triggered. This is the beauty of marriage. When two people understand that marriage is about growth, specifically now is the opportunity for us to work together. My spouse is being triggered. They need my help now. I need to shine in my light, my consciousness, my presence. Turn this fall around into joy. Transform the darkness into light. I'm going to run after that lower side of me, the lower side of my partner, the lower side of my relationship, and I'm going to deal with it. Not run away, but run after it and turn it around. And with a little bit of work, a little bit of presence, you can heal the inner pain. I call this living therapeutically. This is just a portal to a profound outlook on life and marriage by Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson. And Baruch Hashem, this method has already turned around many marriages. So if you know of a couple that needs help, send them this podcast. Please feel free to contact me. For my greatest joy is helping others to feel the joy. Instead of marriage being the problem, to make the turnaround and experience the joy of marriage. Always stay connected and subscribe now to the Living Aligned podcast.